Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
In the world of my creation, what must be Those drums. All up and down in this full moon energy. Oh my goodness. Thanks to all of you who are joining and tuning into these drums in this magnificent moment of now. I welcome you once again to the Play Experience, where the only thing that truly matters is that you take the time to purposely love and appreciate yourself, and that you're willing to commit to exploring all the ways possible to successfully put this play into a moment-to-moment basis. I am Ombasa Sufer, and yes, you know it. I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. From my heart to yours, I appreciate you for taking the time once again to join me on this playground of life where the decision is just to have fun. And that fun is mandatory indeed. With such a powerful moon energy tonight, still around us where the focus is on communication and expression, and we're here. We're all here bathing right in it. Most of us are finding ourselves at a crossroads right now, and it's just simply time, you know, not only to make our choice, but our decision on who we're going to be right here and right now. At the top of the show, you were listening to George Skirilla's Pure Imagination. He always beautifully starts the show, and you can find all of his music on EVZone Music, EVZoneMusic.com. And behind George, you heard Ada Bisi, the master drummer from Nigeria, followed by my powerful sister drummers, Giwai and Mata. That's right, sisters. That means these are women working it. They were rocking us in with funga, don't you know? And it also fitting for this party we're having here on the playground in this moment. I tried to turn around to see all of y'all dancing, you know, because I know y'all were rocking back there. But something caught my eye. I was looking over. I was like, wait a minute. I thought I saw two very special people over there, and I've been trying to get them to come on the playground, and I think I see them. Let me see. I got to check it out. Let's see. Oh, man. Deontay, is that you? Omarisha, is that you?
I am here.
Omarisha. Is that you, Omarisha? I don't know if she's there or not. I hope she's there. Yes, I am. Hey, Omarisha. Hey, happy birthday to both of you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, y'all came to your own party. Isn't this great? This is awesome. And, you know, I wonder, I'm not even going to ask you to tell what years you were born, but I tell you, I bet you were both born in the same year because you both had that beautiful same love energy. These are two of my favorite people, y'all. They came on the playground today. Isn't it great?
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, I do. I'm not going to, Darcy asked me earlier, she's like, well, I'm just going to be a participant if I come on your playground, right? I said, yes. Just come. just come. I just want to celebrate you and celebrate who you are. Darcy, I want to start with you first. Just give us a little bit about Darcy. Just a bit. Now, you know, I know you love to talk, so don't try to be shy. Go with it.
You know that's hard for me.
Yeah,
to just give a brief synopsis of who I am. I didn't even have time to write something down.
No worries. You know what, D.R.C., let me say this to you before you start. I love these organic shows, these raw organic shows where we don't have nothing, we're no script, no anything. We're just coming right from my heart. And I want to say this to both of you. Both of you are some of the most heartfelt people that I know. This is why I've really been trying to get you here on the playground, because you exemplify love for me. And the foundation of love, which is who you both are, you know, you hold that love for people so high. I've never seen anyone who just exudes it like you two do, and you don't have any problem. You don't hold it back for any reason. So I'm giving you both big hugs and kisses right now and squeezes. So just come out with who you are. That's all I'm just going to share with the world right now.
Well, I am so happy that you asked me to be a part of this. I've known you now for about 15 years, and I mean, just every time I talk to you, Ombasa, every time I communicate with you, it has just, it's been such a blessing. It's been, you give me permission to be who I am just by being you. And yes, I am somebody that, I don't know, I just came to this world, came to this earth to love others, to experience others, and to allow them to be who they are, who they came here to be as well. And any opportunity that I can get to be that, to be loved to somebody else, whether it be through us just talking, sharing music together, sharing any type of experience together, that's just where I want to be. I don't know how much sense that makes to anybody right now, but I'm going off the cuff and just looking forward to this experience of play.
Mm-hmm.
And see what I can be in this experience.
Absolutely.
And what I can allow others to be with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my love. All right, Omarisha.
I'm Omarisha. I feel like I've been in a transition for a couple of years, but like a diamond in the middle, they say, in the rough. I think I had a lot of rough, and I might have some more to go, but I don't know exactly what. But I have been keeping track of Ombasa for a couple of years, and it's just something that feeds my soul, I think, because she has such knowledge in the healing arts, the holistic arena, and that's a natural skill of hers. And now she is an author, and she's traveled, and I'm praying that maybe I get to do a little, just a little bit, a smidge of it, some of it with her, because that is one of my ideas I am praying on and meditating on. So, but my skill is to connect people, and I don't feel like my skill is either overstood or appreciated right now. But I'm not going, it's like, what are you going to do? That's your natural skill. You have to do it like you're breathing, walking, and sleeping, like I say. So, and let's see, oh, now I have some more skills, which is bookkeeping and the software, but I'm going to do another one that's going to have to sit on the back burner for a little while longer, because when I was telling these people what they were going to send me to training for, I came across something, and that still hasn't left me. That's been over a year ago. I said, that's another one of your natural skills. It's in the book, it's called Music Therapy. And I'm such a lover of music, and I want people to heal. I don't want them to be up under these chemicals and this unnatural stuff, and where people don't have options, that they not only are into a system where they keep feeding the system, and the system doesn't really want to heal them like they think. But even when they say in the chemical system or whatever you want to call it, I forget what that's called. There's a scientific word for that. It doesn't keep them healed. It's not whole. But a lot of them are stubborn. I understand that there's a fear, and because the two things I run into a lot is fear, because it's not covered by the insurance. That's the two things I run into. But I'm keep trying. The other thing I want to start on, I don't know if they're going to have a meeting tomorrow, is the Young Living Essential Oils. That is also a holistic or more natural, an alternative approach, and it works. People just,
okay.
I don't know, they're so misorientated in the Western culture about, you know, their alternative. Some people are. Certain areas are not of the Western culture, but...
Sure.
It's a battle, but that's my gift. God's got me in this arena now, and I can't leave. He said, "No, you're not leaving. You might be scared, and you might move away from him for a second, but you're not leaving." He said, "Because you just got to remember that I have your back." So that's just like a brief, I guess, idea of where I am at this moment.
Well, give thanks to you, too. I really appreciate both of y'all. I see, and I'm sure that the listeners heard and everyone else on the playground heard how I asked you about you and you started talking about me. that's how much y'all love. See, you just proved my point exactly, you see? So thank you very much. And right back at you. Ditto boomerang. So in this moment, in this now moment with both of you, like I said, you know, being born on the same day, I see a lot of similarities with the two of you in terms of your heart, you know, and how you give and exhibit your love. When in this particular time area, I know a lot of people talking about, they were talking about Mercury in retrograde. They were talking about all these different things, you know, all these. I call them fear-filled things only because you need to know what's going on universally. But there's no reason to fear anything if you're up for what the opportunity is. The opportunity is always to grow. And so in this now moment, in terms of this full moon energy, what the energy that's around it, as I said earlier, it's about expression, it's about communication, it's about being at that crossroads and deciding who am I, okay, which road am I going to take? Am I going to take the longer road? Am I going to take the shorter road? I mean, am I going to take the one that's most direct, or am I going to take the same one again and go into the loop here? Which one am I going to do? And so in that, you know, a lot of times we end up looping, and they say it was like the dog chasing the tail kind of energy. And so Mercury always, when it's in retrograde, it's you returning for the grade to come back again and decide, okay, how am I going to do it this time? Okay? And so the crossroads is there, and so we had like a double whammy, if you will, of that energy. But the opportunity was there to really rise to the power and rise to the level of your expression in terms of how you're going to think about this, what are you going to say about this, how am I going to express myself based on this, and because it's coming back for you again. Have you, you can take it one at a time, Omarisha, you can go first. In these last moments in time, I want to say weeks or months, or just in these last moments of time, have you found yourself in a space of that where you felt like you were at a crossroads, you had to make a decision about something, and things were coming back for you about how you express yourself or any of those things that I stated? Omarisha.
Oh, I feel like that's been going on half the year. Because I had, I had a reading, I think that was April, and that was just confirming how I felt. I've been feeling, especially the last couple of months or six, that things are going to really change, and they're going to truly change mostly positive and different than how they have been in my life.
Okay.
So I just keep trying to keep open for that channel and the answers and the sources and the help and everything to do that, because the one reading was saying that this is the end of one cycle and the beginning of another one.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and I said, do you mean the calendar year? And she said, yes.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm trying to keep up with what the spirit is keeps telling me, that, you know, don't fear about that you are being more decisive or more determined and more focused to do what you are here to do, and you want to listen to what the ancestors, the angels, and the Almighty are telling you. What you supposed? You're just not supposed to worry about what other people think of it.
Okay.
What your family is going to say about it, what they're doing, and it's all going to work. That's all going to work out in the mix anyway. That's what I keep trying to focus on, because I really got hit with the heat today. But my mother she doesn't have a clue, and see, that's the person that can get to me the fastest, because nobody else can but her.
Well, the closest
or my
ones
brother.
To us, yeah, the closest ones to us usually are the ones. Who can
mm-hmm.
do that? They can mm-hmm. get right under the skin.
Well, very close to it, because
yeah.
I think that's the reason why the Creator does not have me living in any one of those areas either. Because we live on, she lives kind of in between us, but she lives close to me than my brother. Me and my brother live on the opposite coast.
Okay.
And because I could have, because now my mother is talking about, oh, you're not a being their family. And I'm saying to myself, well, they haven't worried about me.
Right.
But they had to do what they needed to do, and I need to work on what I need to work on.
Right.
So that's that's the answer. It's like, that's what I'm working on now.
So do you feel that, you know, you were, how it came back to you was the same and that you dealt with it differently, or that it came back to you differently? So obviously you had to, or did you handle it the same?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
On each part, because some of it is the same, some of it is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I say quite naturally, because I'm evolving just like everybody else is.
Sure. Absolutely.
And then the answer is, I call it, it's an update now. That's what I feel it is. It's an update to some of the same and some of the different dynamics that are going on now.
Okay. I'm going to get DRC, and then I'm going to get to do a musical break for you. All right, DRC.
Would you just tell me what it is you want me to answer, just briefly?
You said you heard what?
I heard several things there. What do you want me to touch on?
Well, actually, what I'm asking only is when in this particular cycle, it's dealing with expression. It's dealing with how you are expressing yourself, how you're communicating, being at a crossroads, things coming back to you to deal with again. How are you finding that in these moments of time where you are? In terms of this full moon energy, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was an eclipse. It was just a powerful energy for that, what we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
How are you finding it in your life at this moment?
Mm-hmm. For the last 25 years, my spirit has been really seeking to express itself in a way that provides support, as I mentioned earlier, to people to be more of who they are, who they came here to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I have spent all of these years planning and writing down what I thought I needed to do to facilitate this expression that's trying to come forth.
Mm-hmm.
And as I get older, my desires change. You know, there was a time I thought that I wanted to have a certain type of business that would allow me to help others develop their talents and their gifts, but for different reasons I just shied away from allowing that spirit to express itself the way that it should. I think at this point now, I have been hiding behind my job. I've been working for the past 30 something years, and the more I experience people, the more this my spirit wants to see. It's still hard for me to express exactly what it is my spirit is trying to birth.
It's all good.
I just know that something is happening when I hear what others are, when others talk to me and they want to, and they're sharing with me what's happening in their life and what desires they have, and then something inside of me is just wanting to reach inside their mind and open up this file, so to speak, and then present it to them and show them that here's a file with some information in it that you need, that you forgot was there, and it just turns on a light I don't know there's so much inside me that I'm not even really sure how to give it to you
I want you to just, you know, just really, really relax into who you are, because DRC, you know, and Omarisha, you both are just totally, I can't say it enough, you're totally light. And in terms of this is why, like I said, I really love to hear you both speak and share. You do it differently, but you are doing it still powerfully, because you're saying a lot of things that other people feel, but they don't necessarily say. Some because they feel like, okay, well, I'm already there. I'm not. And then some people just don't want to say it because they don't feel like they're there, and they don't want to say it. So I'm really appreciating both of you for who you are and what you're saying. And so, you know, when you talk about, you know, how you go into people, you know, and you listen to what they're saying, and you bring it right back out at them, and that's a gift, you know. That's a major gift to be able to share with people. And a lot of people do not appreciate themselves enough to know what it is that they, and like you said, are hiding behind their jobs, and not really fully, they're coming out, now you see me, now you don't. Now you see me, now you don't.
Right.
And that's what
right.
we do, you know. I mean, all of us, even the ones that, the people, everyone, you know, is doing the same thing. We're not fully shining our souls for the world to see. It's not
right.
fully shining, period. I mean, that's why we're dealing with the things that we're dealing with that bring us down or bring us or make us sad
right.
or deal with any illnesses or disorders of any kind. You know,
yeah.
it's because if we are shining our souls completely, then we're shining God. So if we're shining God, there can't be anything amiss in our lives. So let's get real with the people. Nobody, you know, so it's really, everybody got one, you know. So, you know, it's really, thank you. I mean, because you can go ahead, too, because I feel like you have a little bit more than that. I'm listening.
I mean, what should I tell you what it is I do, how I do it?
I think it would be nice.
Wow, I mean, for the past 20-something years, I have brought people together. I've facilitated groups, and I tend to get people together that have like interests. I've gotten teenagers together. I've gotten women together. I've gotten the elderly together. And something happens when you get these groups of people together. Just this magic appears. And when I'm with these individuals, I feel inspired to ask them certain questions about themselves, and they share, and it just somehow we link and we network. I'm able to network them with the person that or people that they need to help them flow and to just to get to where they need to bring the harmony to this world as well as I. I do it through I don't do it just through networking groups. I've thought about starting a staffing agency because I used to do staffing, I see that as a medium to help people develop and find their talents and create from the inside out. And I don't know, Ambassa, and I'm just looking for a way, just like everybody else, to express whatever this is within me. I am tired of hiding behind my job and just living from paycheck to paycheck. And I'm ready to have fun. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to be.
Okay.
I'm ready to be this that I am. I'm thankful for this opportunity to speak. I apologize that I may be stumbling a little bit over my words, but I'm trying to find my voice, my
That's
own
okay.
voice.
Please don't apologize anymore. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a break right now. We're going to take a break, and we're going to go and listen to this song for you and you, Omarisha, Begin Again by Ricky Byers. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Let me begin again.
Ricky Byers. Begin again. Let me begin again. The look of love renews me. I tell you what, it's surely renewing me right now. These two love bugs here, these two love birds, I'm so surrounded. Marisha and Dorothy, are you there?
I am still here
with me?
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, Marisha.
Yes.
Hi. I'm glad you're still here.
Well, I keep trying to, because I'm in an airport, noisy airport, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't find a spot that wasn't noisy, so.
You're doing excellent. You're actually doing really, really excellent how you're muting the phone. I did not have to say anything, you know. I didn't have to say, oh, Marisha, can you mute the phone? You're such, this is what I'm talking about, people. Anyway, I know I keep giving them big accolades because they deserve every bit of it. I'm running out of time here, 7 minutes left, and I really want to hear more from you about what you're feeling in your upcoming year, what you want to share about your life and what you want to put forward. This is a microphone that, yes, I wanted to put in front of your mouth, and so I can hear from your heart and the world can hear from your heart what you want to see in the world. So I'm going to let you have a few minutes to just roll with it, DRC, and then Omarisha take up the rear.
Okay. Well, I am about healing as well, and I'd like to see more of us learn about who we are and come into our own. And instead of spending most of our time trying to get there, realizing that we are already here, I want to learn more about my gift, my calling. I want to, because I believe that I have something to share with others. And that's just my, that's what I want to see for us.
Okay.
Before the opportunity.
Absolutely. So is there anything else you want to share with people about things that they can do based on your experience? You had a really powerful, and we didn't get to talk about it, you had a really powerful moment in time back in January 2010 where you mm-hmm. overcame a disorder that most people haven't, a lot of people have not, but you mm-hmm. actually overcame that. And in just in that experience itself, and I don't know whether you want to share that or not, but just what I'm asking for is, out of that experience, what mm-hmm. would you tell people today?
Well, that was in 2009. I found out that I had a malignant tumor in my stomach, and I was really surprised. But I did have it removed, and I wasn't somebody that actually went around and asked everybody to pray for me I didn't get on Facebook and announce it to the world, because I believe that, you know, the people that I shared it with, if I did, they would be sympathetic and empathetic and give me their well wishes. However, it was just very important to me at that time that I stayed up, stayed as positive as I could in my thinking, and I did not want to concentrate on the C word. I wanted to concentrate on my health, and I had the surgery. They had it removed, or had the tumor removed from my stomach, and then the doctor told me he wanted me to go see an oncologist, and my family wanted to go with me. I actually did not want to go see the oncologist, because the last thing I wanted to hear was for her to tell me that she could determine my fate. And I told my family, and in the end, I finally decided to go. But at first I told my family members, I'm going to go with you, but I'm going to sit in the lobby. You guys can go in the room and you can talk to her. But I don't want to. I just don't want to hear anything from anybody else about my fate, because I'm staying true to being healthy, and that's just what I'm going to do. Well, when we got to the office, I decided I did decide to go ahead and hear what she had to say. And I told her before she got started that I didn't want to hear anything. If she thought that she knew how long I was going to live, that kind of thing, I didn't want to hear it. She could keep it to herself. She looked at me and she says, "Well, you know, we doctors pride ourselves on being able to heal, being able to help people get better, but you have made my job hard because there is really nothing there for me to, there's nothing more for me to do. There's nothing, you know, we don't need any chemo. There's just nothing. There's nothing there. There's nothing left for us to treat."
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's so it was gone.
It was gone. And there's nothing, it's kind of hard to explain exactly what it is that I was feeling while I was going through this. It felt like I was suspended in midair, though. Like it was, you know, because I like I said, I didn't tell a lot of people about it. My family knew. But it was just imperative to me that I stay on a certain plane spiritually and focus on the health and not the C word.
Okay, so if there was one word then that you would leave people with, what would that be?
Believe.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. So belief in yourself, belief in Creator, belief in what? Belief?
Believe in our Creator.
Okay, good deal. All right, well, that was pretty rich and powerful. We want to pass the microphone over to Omarisha. You have 1 minute, Omarisha. No, I'll give you two.
Okay, you had to start all over again because that was.
Oh no, I just
story.
Said. I just want to know if it's one thing you want to leave the audience with today.
Okay. Well, more than one thing.
No,
well,
just
you do,
one.
You
thing.
Have to not feed into negativity,
mm-hmm.
and not feed into what you think does not work for you.
Okay.
If what you hear around you does not work for you and you don't believe it and you feel like it's not in line with what you want to happen or experience, then you have to turn that off and believe, like the RC said, believe in the Creator and keep positive.
All right. Well, that is really wonderful. I am so happy that you shared your birthdays with me. I am very honored, and I look forward to speaking with you very, very soon on the playground. I trust that you will come back again. And, of course, we'll talk other times, but I really want you to come back on the playground and play with me. That's the place.
Thank you.
So I want to dedicate this last song to you, The Love Glow. And it's by Jess Cynthia, and that's what I feel that I get from you all the time, every time you touch me, is The Love Glow. I love you both.
Love
much
you
love,
too.
Much love, much love, much joy, much peace. Thank you. All right. So you've heard it. We had the love bugs on here. I called them my love bugs today. But when they, once they bite you, you're gotten forever. So that's gonna wrap it up for us. And we're gonna take it out with Jess Cynthia, Love Glow. Mombasa out. Take good care.
Much like the love glow. Your laughter is a treasure. Your smile brings much pleasure. It's the love glow. A bright colored halo illuminates your soul. It's the love glow.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.